Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Well, Iran is marking its National Army Day, just days after its retaliatory missile and drone strike against Israel. Marches are being held in various cities across the country. President Ibrahim Raisi says Iran's forces are ready to face any threat in light of Israel's threat to retaliate. Several changes, though, were made to this year's event after security concerns. Well, meanwhile, Israel's war cabinet is expected to be meeting again later on Wednesday as it continues to decide on how to respond to Iran's attack. It's believed that ministers are now debating the scope and timing of such a response. Most of the 300 missiles and drones launched from Iran were intercepted. Tehran says that attack was in retaliation for the bombing of the Iranian consulate building in Damascus 2 weeks ago. Well, meanwhile, the U.S. is now preparing new sanctions against Iran in coordination with its allies. Washington is expected to target Tehran's missile and drone program in wake of Iran's attack on Israel. The Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, says that every option is on the table to disrupt what she called Iran's terrorism financing. Israel has been calling for greater sanctions after Iran fired those drones and missiles against it on Saturday. Well, the mayor of Akraba in the occupied West Bank says the Israeli military was involved in the killing of two Palestinians on Monday. Salabani Jaber, who witnessed the attack, says that soldiers supported armed Israeli settlers who fired indiscriminately. These latest killings come after a 14-year-old Israeli went missing near Ramallah and was then found dead on Saturday.
Settlers started coming in civilian clothes and with weapons, and in front of the Israeli army. The shooting was by the troops and settlers. There was heavy gunfire with the aim to kill. The distance between the settlers and the youth was about 15 meters. There were two injuries at that instance, and it resulted in the martyrdom of two in the same place. Yesterday, there was communication, just as there has been for the past month, with the Israeli side through the Palestinian liaison office, and they were informed about the violations that the settlers were carrying out, but the occupation forces did not do a thing.
Coming up on The Take, as the world watches Israel and Iran, and the war continues in Gaza, Palestinians in the West Bank live another dim reality. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.